My name is Eyal from VideoSites, and I'm going to talk to you today about how to boost your content protection and security using AI. Let's dive in. I'll say a few words about VideoSites before we start. VideoSites started with developing the first ever video-based search engine. It's using the visual properties of your content in order to find copies of it throughout the social platforms like YouTube, Facebook, Dailymotion, VK, Instagram, OK, and all of the others. We are using our own proprietary machine learning-based video fingerprint. And once we've completed this amazing search engine, we started building a few families of products around it. The first one was content protection and security, helping studios and content owners to know where the content is being copied immediately when it's being copied. Second family is true viewership analytics. When you get to the many copies, there's a big data of copies that we are starting to aggregate, and then we start to see the patterns, true viewership and aggregated viewership, and I'll say a few words about it later on. Another family that I don't think I'll have time for that is we harness the power of the search engine to search on internal huge databases for studios, for example, for many various catalog management operations, like deduping of video and storage optimization, finding the same videos, or finding a single video out of millions of others, not by the metadata, but by the content itself. Our customers are major Hollywood studios and TV networks. Sports, which are really excited with our forthcoming product for live streaming detection. Other media companies and MCN distributors and homeland security agencies that are really wanting us to find different types of, let's say, hazardous content and make sure it doesn't exist anywhere on the social platforms, see who pushes it frequently and reuploads it, but that's kind of a side utilization of our technology. Now I'm going to start by claiming that lost eyeballs is the key parameter when you talk about content protection, and I hope I don't have to walk out to convince you about it. So the challenges that we see in achieving minimum lost eyeballs are the following. The first one, and maybe the most important one, is early detection. Early detection means copies are being uploaded at any given time to YouTube, to Facebook, to VK, to any of the platforms, and really in order to find it as soon as possible before people start to watch it, you have to be searching all the time. And currently with manual searches, as most technologies do, you can't really look everywhere and all the time. And that's the very main problem. Second one is scalability. You have so much content, content is being produced all the time, and if you want to search everything all the time, it really, this and early detection comes very strongly together. It becomes really a problem that forces you to select your 10% or maybe 1% of your content on which you give focus through time. Another thing is detection issues, because many of the copies have misleading metadata or no metadata, so you can't really find it in a textual way. And another thing is cost and effort. I mean, if you had 10 times more people, you'd probably have better protection, but it costs a lot of money. So that's a trade-off, of course, that everyone does. So I'm going to show you just a quick jump to what we're doing at VideoSites. As I mentioned, we have a unique fingerprint technology. And we basically fingerprint everything, every video uploaded to YouTube, Facebook, Dailymotion, VK, OK, and all of these social platforms. All the time, as we speak, there's a massive cloud infrastructure that fingerprints every frame in every video. And everything is entered into this very efficient fingerprint database, which is basically an index to all of the frames and all of the videos uploaded to the platforms. And we also keep, by the way, the metadata for further analytics. And then when we want to find your video, we fingerprint it in real time. And then once we're in the fingerprint domain, everything is found very quickly and very immediate. By the way, I mentioned that we were using machine learning and AI in the fingerprint creation. We are using it in another place, and that is for the immunity of the algorithm to any manipulation of a video. So if someone re-uploads your content in a flipped way, or rotated, or shot through the smartphone shooting the TV, or in a different resolution or color, we are already immune to all of that. But if someone comes up with a new manipulation, then we train for it with AI, and then become immune to that as well. And actually, let me show you some live examples. There are going to be many live examples here in this talk. So this is one of our core products called Interactive. Kind of gave it a Google look and feel, but you can paste any URL here from YouTube, Facebook, your own storage. Let's choose the Lion King here and run a search. This is a live search. We're currently fingerprinting this trailer of the Lion King, which is a minute and a half. And what you're seeing already on the bottom here, each thumbnail is a different copy. Different copy meaning a different re-upload. It's not pointing to the original on YouTube. It's a different re-upload to the social platforms. And of course, it can have any metadata. You can see the metadata here. Any metadata, the title and the range of the copy and who is the channel that re-uploaded it. And it could be on any of the platforms. It could be on Disney, on Facebook. It could be on Twitter. And you can see, again, the title could have nothing to do with the original copy. And then I can go and paginate between the different copies. And you can see each one of them is a real copy, is a full match. It could be in any language. And now let's challenge the Wi-Fi here and play both of them together. And you can see the challenger. You can see that it's an exact match. This one is in Arabic with an Arabic channel, but it's an exact match. And then I can go, by the way, what you're seeing on the top here, this is the total amount of copies that is still growing, and the aggregated views, which is on top of the original one, which was about 52, 53 million views, these are 64 and growing, 68 million views on top of the original one, only on the copies. So this is basically very important for the analytics teams, the marketing teams, in the case of trailers and promos. And another thing I wanted to share with you is some examples. Let's look for compilation, because there surely be some compilations around here. Never mind. All of these are the same copies, by the way. Of course, you probably already realize it. So basically, the search also tells us where exactly the match is. And if it's a full match, if someone took only a few seconds out of your copy, out of your video, and all of this is found in each of the matches, and again, everything is live. So going back to the challenges that we reviewed. So the first one is early detection. Yeah?
If your content is manipulated, will it still match it?
Yes. So that's part of the immunity. We'll find it, and I'll show some live example for that. I'll show some very nice manipulations of a content in a second. So early detection is really the most powerful parameter here. And as I mentioned, copies are uploaded at any given time. Let's see some other examples. This is a tool called Discover. And what you're seeing here is basically it's a batch tool that runs many searches in parallel. By the way, everything is in the cloud and scalable, so it runs multiple searches in parallel. Here we just took a few premium content and ran them, The Dark Tower and Boss Baby and Jumanji and all of these. And of course, every thumbnail that you see, every live thumbnail is a copy that is still online. And everyone saying unavailable, someone had already removed it. But I want to look at the map of all of them, all of these copies. And I want you to first look at this parameter of publish date, because the original one was published at March 2017. This is the official boss baby in this example. But look at the different copies. This one was on July 17. This one was on May 18. This one was in August 18. This one, which is still online, on September 18, and so on. And really, in order to find all of these copies, you would have to search on the very same day, maybe even a few hours up after this copy had been uploaded, and catch it and remove it. Otherwise, it's gaining so many views. And look at even one of the removed ones. This is a VK copy, a full match, that was uploaded on May 3rd, gained 52,000 views. 52,000 people watched it and watched Boss Baby here on VK instead of watching it in Netflix, cinemas, or whatever, before it was taken down. The reason is, by the way, after we investigated on this one, that it took 21 days to remove this copy. And it's not because someone is doing a bad job. Of course, there's so much you can handle when you're searching for it manually. So you need to search it on all platforms, on different languages, if you're doing it textually. So there's really so much someone can do. And of course, you can see some copies with any language. This one is on Facebook, for example. And when I press the link here, I can even open it in Facebook and play directly from Facebook. And you can watch it. Of course. You can see it's a full copy, HD quality, and just a second. And of course you can see all of the relevant information about the channel, who uploaded it, how many views it has. And this is online, by the way, this is live, okay? So this is just another example, but all of these copies, and for us, by the way, look at how much it gained. It gained 467,000 views or lost eyeballs just because it was not removed immediately. And this is the power of early detection. Yes, that's several questions, yes.
Speaking of Facebook, can you search through private groups?
Or no, private pages are illegal for us to access, so of course not. It's only public. Yes.
Is the search on video or audio as well?
So currently we're focused on video because this is the high-end technology. Audio has been around for quite a while. Shazam-like technology that are trying to match audio to video. We're adding now audio just as a secondary parameter, but this is the main. Video is the main parameter. This is really the cutting edge of the technology. Now, again, all of these 467,000 eyeballs for us is a waste because we found it on the very first day, and this for us should have been taken down. And by the way, our case studies with some of our customers, studio customers, showed that we can reduce lost eyeballs by 90%. 90% is like 10 times better efficiency, if you count it as lost eyeballs, 10 times better efficiency of your anti-piracy. That's kind of an amazing number. Of course, by the way, we have some management tools here integrated with YouTube's Content ID, Facebook Rights Manager, and automated DMCA process on platforms that do not have an API. So you can basically just press a button and send the DMCA. We also do it as a service for some customers. Second issue and second challenge is scalability. And of course, as I mentioned, everything is done in parallel in cloud. We just open new machines. You saw here 9 different searches. You can see it in the top. 9 different searches. It could be 9,000 with a click of a button. We open more machines, close them after the search is done. And of course, no false detection. So every copy here is one of your copies, and you can set some rules of minimum match range, or if it's above 10 minutes, or if you want something very short, you can set all of your rules as well. Oh, yeah, question.
So the link we have there to Facebook and YouTube as well, so that's just into their web form, and then it's all going to be filled out?
Yes, because we have all of the information about your original copy and all of the copies all of the duplications that we found. So everything is just spilled automatically to the DMCA form submitted. Another thing is detecting the undetectable. Now let me show you some nice examples around here. So of course, if you're doing it by metadata, this doesn't say Oscar. So it says chef something in Portuguese, and probably that's why it's been hard to be detected, although it already accumulated almost 70,000 lost eyeballs, or 70,000 people watched it, even though it doesn't say Boss Baby. And of course, as you see in many languages, there are some, we talked about manipulated copies. This is a search for Hotel Transylvania 3. You can see this copy says Incredibles 2, and the thumbnail is Incredibles, but when you open it, and I'll open it directly on YouTube, and you'll see what's going on. Although it says that this is, it's Hotel Transylvania, you know this manipulation of moving background and picture in picture. This is a new manipulation we trained our system to be immune to. YouTube is not yet detecting these kind of manipulations, but we are. And other examples, let me stop this. Other nice examples, of course, exist in many languages. Let's go to another search of see Jumanji here in Arabic. And of course, you can play Jumanji directly. By the way, we think this is a very troubling problem, because if you want to watch Jumanji, you don't have to go to some very problematic websites. You just need to know how to search on Facebook, on YouTube, on VK. You just need to search for it, and most premium copies, most premium videos and movies are still online, just waiting for you to watch. So, for example, this one had, I don't know if you can read it, this one has 55,000 views on Facebook, and of course this is a full copy of Jumanji, just online. So this is detecting the undetectable. Our case studies show that something between 20 to 40% of the number of copies cannot be found textually. Well, although in number of copies it's not that much, it's only 20-30% increase, but in lost eyeballs they could gain hundreds of thousands and millions of lost eyeballs. And of course it's really important to look everywhere, meaning look at all platforms, because if you take the Facebook copy and you didn't take the Dailymotion one, then Google will divert you to the next copy available. So it's very important to be everywhere. Last but not least is the cost. I mean, I always say people cost more than machines, which is sad but true. But our searches are always more cost efficient. And the other advantage that it brings is that it actually saves your people the time of reviewing all of these tedious, false, spam copies, which are on YouTube and Facebook and all of the others, which focuses you on the copies that you do have, and now spend your time on covering more content, which is a real time saver for everyone, basically. And to sum up this issue, we're basically using AI and AI technology to search continuously and detect early, to expand the amount of content that you can protect, detect the undetectable, and eventually pay less. And I also want to mention that pirates are using bots. They're using advanced technology to re-upload content in a massive, massive operations. It's only fair that you fight them with more advanced technology. And I want to say a few words about the analytics of anti-piracy and content protection. This is a tool that we developed for aggregating many, many copies into one place. And let me show you how it looks like here. We took the same report I showed you of the 9 premium assets that we searched for several studios. We put all of the copies in one place. And just to let you know what's in the back end, all of this, these are the list of copies from the same report. Usually we do it for multiple reports a long time. This is only a single report with all of the copies. Every row is a different copy. And for every copy, we take the platform, the channel who uploaded it, the title, the publish date, duration, views, likes, shares, if it's still online or not, all of the relevant metadata. And then once we aggregate everything into this database of copies, there's a big data and a lot of insights that you can learn from it. And let's look at them specifically. One is how many people watched my content throughout the different platforms. And it's color-coded. DM is Dailymotion, FB is Facebook, VK, YouTube, OK, and of course the other platforms. How many, and if I monetize, if it's like a promo or a trailer that I want to monetize, is it worthwhile starting to monetize it? You can put your RPM on the different platforms and see if it's worthwhile. Another interesting thing to see is the timeline. And you can, by the way, go and choose only Sony, for example. And you can see how copies are being duplicated for Sony across time. You can see on each month. These are only two assets of Sony, so for Sony Pictures. So you can see the peak here of one of the videos, and you can see the decay in the peak for another one, and another decay. And there's a lot of insights of how to protect your content later through time. Another very interesting insight is top duplicating channels. These are the channels on the different platforms that constantly re-upload my content. So I can either go to the platform and say, hey, this guy on the green is VK. This guy on VK constantly re-upload my content. Please take it down. All of his subscribers are gone. He loses everything. I mean, this is a really big blow for the anti-piracy infringer. And of course, you can, on the other hand, if you're doing promos, you can find affiliates here, and you can find new collaborations with guys that are pushing your content on Russia, for example. And if you want to have another collaboration with someone, this is a very good way to find one. And the last graph here, which really comes to life when we work with your YouTube credentials, is top players on YouTube. And these are the guys, we call it double dippers. These are the guys that re-upload my content and monetize it on YouTube. So these are the guys you really want to go after first and stop their monetization. And I want to finish with a new service that we launched quite recently, but already proved itself with some of the studios. It's called LeakSOS. This is a high premium service that helps in any incident of leakage. Helps you track the copies in a very high frequency. Every hour we are doing a search for all of the platforms, and the minute that something is being uploaded, we find it. We call it prevent the avalanche, but basically prevent copies of copies of copies to start spreading around in the social platforms. We can do it before the leak happens. We can do it as the leak happens. It depends on what's your policy. And with that, I would like to thank you for sticking around. Any questions? Yes?
When you're matching the videos, what is the threshold of your matching? 100% match or 10%
match? Well, we can find even if someone took a few seconds out of your movie and put it in some other place, we can detect it and say, these are your 5 seconds inside a big compilation.
So it's a frame-by-frame match?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Thank you all so much.